USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
We told you earlier that the president spoke to Fox News last evening. He also did an interview with Sinclair, in which he said he's perfectly fine with Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL. The president saying the former San Francisco quarterback should get signed if he deserves it. Trump saying Kaepernick was not up to snuff when he did leave the league. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, when it became very controversial when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for the president's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt activating the guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department. A department spokesperson saying about 240 guard members will be on hand. A sheriff in Arizona has coronavirus. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb went to D.C. on Tuesday for the president's executive order on policing. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least 24 shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.